Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seen under the flag of the United States of America.
Here's what I tell everyone.
And remind yourself that this too shall pass. This too shall pass, but it won't be fun to watch this unfold. It's so tragic to see American weakness play it on the international stage. It really is. But the eagle flies, the stars and stripes are still their old glory, and it takes a country that celebrates freedom, that stands for freedom, that defends freedom, to give you promise at a time like this. But it's, Kevin, be very easy today to spend this entire program saying, I told you so, and, there are costs for this, but... I think today is a day for just trying to understand the breadth of this.
Yep.
And what this means, and how you have a madman at the helm of Russia that is doesn't care.
A great mentor of mine said, "Well, some people just need to learn the hard way." And we're gonna learn the hard way here, I think.
Well, hopefully Putin learns the hard way too. You know. So today, I really am going to try hard not to. Not to make this about the ineffective leadership that is quite obvious. And also even, I don't know about you, but I heard the news last night about the mass full-scale invasion, and I'm like, I'm not surprised, right? I mean, it's just, it was very obvious that as many times as we said no, Vladimir Putin wasn't fearing us, and so damn the torpedoes. So what now is the question? Today on the program, Senator Kevin Cramer will join us at the top. Ron Ness is going to join us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council and talk about $100 oil and what that will mean for North Dakota. And then Senator John Hoeven, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, too, all today on the program. So
I'm going to send you my new meme, too.
No, today's not a day for memes.
That's a good one.
I can't do memes. I can't do memes. I really am just trying to focus on the human tragedy that is happening here. I know how it happened. But let's try very hard. Trust me, I'm not naive to what's going on here, and I'm not going to forget it, but I don't know if today
is... What's funny, though, is that my point of it is it's Forrest Gump, and he says, and just like that, nobody's talking about COVID anymore. I mean, yeah, I haven't heard a word about COVID for 3 days.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, they'll be back to that soon.
Yeah, soon enough, I suppose.
Senator Kevin Cramer joins us on our Newsmaker line, making his way to Fargo and later Grand Forks today. So a busy guy back in the state. Okay. Senator Cramer... nice to have you on the program. Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us a little bit. Just start with what's on your mind. What you see playing out here?
Hey, Scott. Well, first of all, I wasn't able to hear that you're open, so I'm not sure what went on. But anyway, there's a lot. There's an awful lot happening. There's an awful lot to sort of analyze here. One of the things that is really clear is that a lot of people, including our president, miscalculated Vladimir Putin's number one desire, and that is the aspirational goal of reuniting the Soviet Union, that was more important to him than economics, more important to him than in many respects, reputation, because he's miscalculating how the world is going to view his actions today, in my view. So it's a very tragic, unfortunate state of events, obviously, now the world has to respond, and how the world responds will help determine how other adversaries view the United States and the West in general, certainly NATO and the North Atlantic Alliance. There's just so much to this. There's going to be, Scott, some very serious, obvious economic ramifications right away, and we're seeing them now. And of course, as we watch markets crash. You're going to see, obviously the price of the gasoline and food go skyrocketing as though they haven't been already, but you're going to see it now with a bullet going up. and that there's going to be a lot of ramifications. How long those ramifications last will determine, will depend largely on how long this conflict lasts. But right now there's a lot of people evaluating, some people prepared for this, others not so prepared. So we'll see. The one thing that, at least from the early reports I'm getting directly from Ukraine, the Ukrainian fighters are doing an admirable job. I think that they've always said they were ready, that they would fight to the end. That they this is not the Ukrainian military of 8 years ago when Vladimir Putin basically walked into Crimea and just asked for it and was given it. This is a very different Ukrainian military that is more sophisticated, better equipped, better trained, and certainly resolved to fight for their homeland.
Is Vladimir Putin a madman on the same platform as a Hitler?
Well, it's a really important question, Scott, and I think we've often given him credit for being very smart, and I think he is very smart. He's certainly smarter than our president. He's calculating. He doesn't take unnecessary risks. He mitigates risks. So in that sense, he's a logical, strategic thinker. He's a madman in the sense that, what he's doing in the end, I don't believe is going to be a smart move on his part politically for him. He is isolating Russia. Now, he may grow Russia by landmass a little bit, but he's isolating the country from the rest of the modern world, the sophisticated, advanced world, other than, of course, China. In some ways, he's endearing himself to Xi Jinping, and they obviously have a common enemy. And there's nothing that unites people like a common enemy, but at the same time, he is uniting the West in a way that we haven't been united for quite some time. Frankly, had our NATO allies, particularly Germany and France, been a stronger, more hawkish allies instead of always sort of pushing against the United States and seeing the world through these rose-tinted glasses that they see it through. Maybe we could have avoided this, but right now the West is united in its opposition to Russia. And if there's a silver lining, that may be it. I just worry that after the Afghanistan debacle, now this debacle, all the weird, almost incoherent messaging coming from our commander-in-chief and his vice president is when you think it can't be worse, you listen to her talk, and you're certain it can be worse. All of that sends obviously messages to other tyrants in the world, and chief among them, of course, communist China and their ambitions to take Taiwan. So these have, and by the way, for those people who think this doesn't matter to the United States or that this is minor compared to other issues, it may be minor compared to other issues which aren't being dealt with by the same administration for the very same reasons. They're weak. Communism, is frankly a little closer to their hearts than it is to freedom lovers. But this is a significant problem for the United States if it's allowed to continue. If communism is allowed to spread into the West, if a bully with nuclear weapons is allowed to take more land, have more power with energy and food, Ukraine is a breadbasket of Europe. Ukraine is, really second or third only to the United States and Russia in terms of its ability to grow food. And I think it's the number three producer of cereals in the world. So they're not. This is going to have big ramifications, and obviously geopolitical ramifications that affect all of us. Certainly more Europe than the United States, but we're all going to be affected by it. We're going to see it in the price of a gallon of gasoline by tomorrow.
And oil's already hit $100 a barrel. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. I only have about a minute left. Obviously, it's to me, and I think all of us, pretty clear how we got here. The bigger question is how we get out. Given the same leadership is there with the United States, and as I said at the open, it'd be easy to spike the football today and say, I told you so, but we are where we are, and this mess involves so many people and so many ramifications to our economy and everything else. How does this end?
So hopefully our current president and his party are learning a valuable lesson and change course. both in, on the world stage and on domestic energy policy. Secondly, we have to be careful, Scott. You know, a bullies only respond to strength, but a bully with a nuclear weapon, you've got to be very careful with. What we don't want to do is provoke something while we're trying to deter that very thing. And so it's going to have to be handled both diplomatically and but diplomatically works when you come from a position of strength. It does not work when you come from a position of weakness. We need to own the narrative, not be responding to the narrative. And our allies in the region, NATO allies especially, European allies, really do need to step it up in a big way. But I don't know how it ends, Scott. We just know that it should end without, with as little bloodshed as possible and without the advancement of communism into the West.
We'll talk more about this tomorrow when Senator Kramer joins us for a full hour. The Talk Radio Town Hall will be in Grand Forks at the Ralph Engelstad Arena for a special edition of the program tomorrow, talking about the many things that are happening and obviously the transformation of our military footprint here to respond to threats like this as well. So that'll be tomorrow on the program. You'll also be with Chris Berg later today on AM 1100, The Flag at 4, if you're on the eastern end of the North Dakota, western end of Minnesota. You can catch that show as well. Thank you, Senator Kramer. Appreciate it. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back on Lost on Your Mind, I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here today. Todd's in Mesa on vacay. Ron Nessel joins us.
Well-earned vacay.
In a moment here, Ron Nessel, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, joining us. Kev, you got him ready to go?
Will do, yep.
Okay, and then we're going to talk with Senator John Hovind at the bottom of the hour, Congressman Kelly Armstrong next hour on the program as well. So stay tuned for all of that. We're brought to you today by the new Village Co-op coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. These are beautiful homes that have spacious balconies, private balconies, a lot of amenities, big kitchens, maintenance-free living all on one level. You know, this might be the year to dream about no shoveling. I don't know. Just saying. What do you think, Kev? Do you think no shoveling tends to cause us to lean in here a little bit and say, hey, what about me? Pick me. So this is the year to consider that. Now, if all of this sounds appealing, never replacing another roof, window, or appliance, but enjoy the benefits of home ownership. You own the home, but the headaches are for someone else. You want to sit in on one of their monthly seminars to learn more. Call Kerry today at Village Cooperative in Fargo, 701-997-2900. 701-997-2900. Online at villagecooperative.com, villagecooperative.com. 21 past the hour. We want to hear from you today as well on the program as always. With any of our guests here today, any questions that you might have for them, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can also text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. What is on your mind today watching this happen? I can't help but thinking about World War II and about America not watching this play out on their screens but leaning into their radio and saying, this is happening? I mean, this is on the level of a World War II. When you have a foreign power like this invading another foreign power, declaring independence of another foreign power, and when Russia is doing it, just, again, go back to history class and recognize the consequences of that. So we're here to hear from you on what you think about this and bring you others that can think about it as well. The Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, said, expect a cost from this. Listen to this, and then we'll chat with Ron Neff.
As the president talked about in his speech, we are aware that, again, when America stands for her principles and all of the things that we hold dear, it requires sometimes for us to put ourselves out there in a way that maybe we will incur some cost. And in this situation, that may relate to energy costs, for example.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things
I've ever heard. Yeah, got it. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
What did she say?
Well, what she said is, quite clearly, if we're going to stand on principle, there's going to be a cost, and that cost is going to come in the form of energy. And Ron Ness is the president of North Dakota Petroleum Council, here to react to that and just talk a little bit about what this does mean for the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. And we've seen the price of energy rise, partly because we have a government in the United States that's decided to say American energy independence is less important than it was in the previous administration. Sort of seen this movie before with $100 oil under the Obama administration. Ron, appreciate you joining us today. What do you make of all this? What does this mean for oil and gas in North Dakota?
Well, Scott, I don't think it means anything for oil and gas in North Dakota. It's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for American consumers. I think what it means is that, you know, we've gone from a country that was energy dominant in the world just 15 months ago to one that essentially is now just, you know, we're just glad to have energy today, in my opinion. And this is going to just exacerbate the problems that we have as we're coming out of COVID. We've all said that reliable, affordable energy that we were experiencing in America for a long period of time with the evolution of the shale revolution led by the Bakken. And still, I did not hear her say one word about, hey, let's make sure that we make some American energy today. In the Bakken, we're out here just trying to make harvest our energy every single day at 25 below. Not one word of encouragement, not one word of support from our federal government, from our leaders on the national level. North Dakota has done everything it can to make sure our coal industry is strong, make sure our renewables are strong, and certainly our oil and natural gas. So I think it's time for Americans to stand up and get mad about this. I've been saying this for a long time. The way to lower energy prices and lower gas prices for the American consumers is to stand up and say enough's enough. Look what's going on in Europe. Look what's going on across the world. And here we are today. The geopolitics of the world come right down on us, and our vice president says, oh, just get ready to pay more.
Yeah, when there is a relief valve, and it is something that we've seen play out before, and it is the rise of American energy independence and America first when it comes to that. Will this naturally force that pendulum to swing back that way, do you believe, Ron?
Scott, I've seen no indication of one thing out of this administration that has said that, that they want to support American energy production, American energy growth. They've probably backed off of a few really bad ideas that they otherwise would have liked to advance to support the progressives that are anti-fossil fuels and anti-energy. But by and large, no, I think we still see more hope for OPEC and the other nations. And I'll tell you, international investment in oil and gas over the last 7 years is down 50%. OPEC can't meet its quotas that they have today in North Dakota and the Bakken. We are doing everything we can to just, continue to produce what we have. No support in terms of policy, fiscal, financial support from the investors of Wall Street and the big banks who have adopted that trend of a limited fossil fuels investment. And, of course, we need workers, Scott. You know that. So supply chain challenges, we're just going to have to be able to keep doing what we're doing today. So, this administration needs to step back and take a new look at energy policy in America.
About a minute left. The last time oil hit $100 a barrel was an opportunity in North Dakota, mainly because the economy elsewhere was in bad shape, and so workers obviously came here. So I know it's a different time, but with $100 oil, what will that mean for activity in North Dakota, do you believe?
Scott, I don't think it makes one bit of difference today to a North Dakota oil and gas producer. You are producing every well you can, obviously. You're doing what you can. These are now big, efficient operations that need planning and time. And again, the policies we've put in place, limiting the availability of pipeline capacity, limiting the ability to grow industry as a whole. So I think this is about American consumers standing up and saying enough is enough. It doesn't matter today if you're from a producing state or a consuming state. That seems to be where some of the trend lines have gone in this argument. So American consumers need to stand up and make their voices heard that we want reliable, affordable, cleanest energy produced in the world right here in North Dakota and across this country. It's environmentally safe, friendly, and it makes a difference to friends and allies like Ukraine and Israel and other countries as we know.
Very great advice. I mean, awaken, I hope, the American consumer to what is playing out right in front of us. Ron, thanks for the time today. Appreciate your perspective.
Thanks, Scotty.
Ron Nass, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Senator John Hoban, when we come back. Lunch today at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, that's what's for lunch. Grab and go convenience. Cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Beefy noodles, 12th and I-29. How about a French dip sandwich? Yeah, that's absolutely the best. Valley City. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. More after this.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sanctions and diplomacy have failed. War has begun in Ukraine as Russia has launched a full-scale invasion. Ukrainian President Zelensky confirmed that military installations around the country were under attack, and he declared martial law. He advised his citizens to stay calm and stay at home. The army is doing its work, he urged Ukrainians. United States, United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield at a special session Wednesday night.
This is a perilous moment, and we are here for one reason. reason and one reason only, to ask Russia to stop. Return to your borders. Send your troops and your tanks and your planes back to their barracks and hangars.
President Biden condemned Russia's unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces in a statement last night. Biden said the U.S. and allies are planning on Thursday to trigger the full scale of the sanctions that have been discussed over the last several weeks. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Taiwan is saying Chinese aircraft have entered its airspace. We need to think long and hard about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Russians' defiance of what it is, Russians' defiance of what it is that has been made very clear to them, that if you don't listen to us. You don't listen to us. You don't listen to us. Wait, wait, wait. No, 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 no. Total defiance. What that means for China. China is watching. That's a big part of this. Texas says leftists are in power now. They couldn't care less about energy independence or oil, coal, natural gas, which of course they believe 100% is destroying the world by producing CO2. They want this, says one listener. Texter says, I wanted an admission of complete ignorance and being totally hoodwinked by the Democratic-controlled media from anyone that voted for Biden over Trump.
Good luck with that.
I sure miss the days of mean tweets, prosperity, peace, and cheap gasoline.
Amen.
Another texter says, please ask your listeners to pick up their phone right now. Call Republicans, Democrats. Tell them to use the oil we have to bring gas and fuel prices down. The pump price doesn't care which party the people have. We all suffered together on this. Text us your thoughts. Call us with your thoughts to text 701-237-1590. You can also call us at 258-0550. Email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text us your thoughts, 701-237-1590. H.A. Thompson & Sons brings you today's program, The Indoor Air Quality Experts. HATandSons.com is a great resource if you're trying to say, what do I do with indoor air quality? I know COVID is no longer a thing, right, Kevin? Isn't it gone?
Oh, yeah. As of the invasion.
Last night.
Just like that, no more COVID.
The media has decided, the big corporate media has decided no more. Yeah. H.A. Thompson & Sons have been doing what they've been doing since 1908 on plumbing, on heating, and air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not just Bismarck, but all across the region. And they are indoor air quality experts. So there are ways for you to protect your employees, your family, your customers. HATandSons.com. Senator John Hovind joins us on the Newsmaker line to unpack this. Senator, let's just start with your thoughts on what we're seeing play out in a full-scale war against Ukraine by Russia.
Yeah,
well, this is an invasion of Ukraine by Russia. And so this is them declaring and undertaking war on a neighbor. And obviously, it is not only a concern for the Ukrainian people, but for Europe and just freedom-loving countries and democracies across the world. This is really the kind of thing, you know, that we haven't seen in Europe going back almost to World War II, where you've got a land invasion of a neighbor on this scale. Now, there's obviously been other invasions and incursions, but we knew Putin was going in. Which is why, you know, you and I have talked, we needed to have stronger sanctions and take stronger action right up front. But right now, those sanctions, not only in terms of what we do, but we've got to work with the European Union and really our allies around the globe now to isolate Russia and Putin and make them pay as big a price as we can to deter what he's doing.
So he clearly has, so we just talked to Senator Cramer, and his analysis was that, you know, reuniting Russia is more important to Putin than the economic cost of all this. So get into his head a minute on what he's doing, knowing that there will be a consequence and sort of not caring. What is he possibly thinking the outcome will be from his decision-making process, and what should it be, Senator?
Well, what it should be is he should stay in his own country and he should respect the territorial sovereignty of Ukraine, which is a separate, free, and independent country. And a big part of the reason he wants to go in there is he's got an autocratic regime. And particularly in Western Ukraine, they want to be a democracy, you know, a free country and have human rights and civil rights like, you know, the Western European or the European countries that they border. It's a little different in Eastern Ukraine where they're closer to Russia. But what Russia's worried about is, you know, their people saying, oh, hey, right next to us, there's this democracy where people have freedom. We want that. That worries Putin greatly. So sure, it's about reconfiguring, if you will. I think more the old Russian Empire than the USSR. The USSR was different. You had Poland, Romania, a number of these other Soviet bloc countries. This is more like the old Russian Empire, which historically Ukraine was part of. I've been over there a number of times, so I've seen the difference between East and West Ukraine. But really, it's him wanting to, you know, as you say, reunite. Kevin's, of course, right about that. But it's also he does not want a free country, a democracy, or a regime on his border that he doesn't control. And so part of this is, you know, him making sure that he comes in and we'll see, you know, what he wants to do in terms of you know, taking territory. Obviously, he's already in the Donbass region, in Luhansk and Donetsk and so forth. But, you know, he said he's not going to, quote, occupy. Well, what does that mean? How much of this territory does he stay with his military presence? And then how much of it is he trying to get a puppet regime in there like he had with Milosevic back before the Maidan? You know, when Ukraine rose up and started pushing Russian influence away and started trying to align with Europe, he's trying to reinstate his control here. And again, that's why we have to make him pay as big a price as we can, as soon as we can. And we got to get put operating behind the curve. We got, you know, we need to get our allies, not just Europe. And I mean, not just Europe. We need Japan. We need the rest of these countries to really put these sanctions in place, the SWIFT system and all these financial, restrictions in place, sanctions in place, to make it as hard as possible for him to sell his oil, which is his only source of revenue.
Price of that just went up. Oil again hitting $100 a barrel. I guess no surprise there. But what is your reaction to the pain that the American consumer will continue to see and now have it increased because of what is happening with the invasion of Ukraine?
Well, this was a very predictable outcome, wasn't it, Scott? I mean, we've been talking about this for a long time. Gasoline already averaged across the country is $3.50. A lot of places, particularly in the cities, it's already well higher. It's going to go higher. And so you're going to continue to see this because of the policies of the Biden administration. And now, of course, we have to recognize those policies have an impact not just here at home, as we pointed out, but they have geopolitical ramifications, too, not just in higher prices, but in Europe, you know, making itself dependent on Russian energy rather than working with us to get our energy, which is not only cleaner, but that actually then helps them, you know, stave off the national security concerns against Russia when they're not dependent on them for energy.
A top U.S. official in the Obama administration said recently, the James Clapper, that more should have been done by the Obama administration to punish Russia for annexing Crimea in 2014. There was you were a U.S. senator then, obviously. In retrospect, is what we're seeing play out today now really a product of the U.S. looking the other way when Putin was unleashing this on the Ukraine before? In retrospect, should we have ever let that happen?
No, we clearly should have had much stronger sanctions in place. We gave the Obama administration the tools to do that, just like we gave them the tools to put biting sanctions on Iran, and they made exceptions and let them up. Those are clear examples where if they'd used the sanctions they had, it would have made a big difference, not only in terms of Putin and Crimea, but also in terms of what Iran's doing in their quest for a nuclear weapon. And so, again, these sanctions have to be put in place. But it's also that, remember, when President Trump came in, he shut this stuff down because our adversaries knew that if they took these kind of steps, the price would be too high. So they didn't take this kind of action. But when President Biden came in and you saw what happened in Afghanistan and, you know, other things that he's done, now you see these autocrats stepping up and pressing the limits, which is why, again, when you and I talked before, I said, no, we should not be waiting to put these sanctions in place until he goes in. These sanctions need to be in place before he goes in, and it needs to be with our European allies. And again, it can't just be Europe. It's got to be all of our allies around the globe to really put as much hurt on Russia as we can.
A few questions coming in for you. We keep saying we want to protect democracy, but Ukraine is not a democracy. Can Senator Hovind answer to that question?
Well, it is. Obviously, they got a ways to go. They haven't been at it that long, Scott. But the whole point is they're trying. They have a big-time problems. But unlike Russia, they're trying to move towards something more akin to a democracy. Obviously, Putin doesn't want that. I think a big part of this is he wants a puppet regime in there that he knows he can control. Again, this is about having a country on his border that doesn't pose a threat to his autocratic rule.
Texas says, Senator Hovind, why are we even worried about what Russia is doing when Biden is allowing an invasion in our country? Why are we not stopping him from destroying our country?
Amen.
This is a very, very important point. We have got to secure our border. It is a travesty what's going on down there. I've been down there multiple times. I'll be going again. I worked to get funding for President Trump to build that border wall. I've been down there with 16 different senators. I've been to Central America. I've been to South America. I'm going back down there again. As soon as I've had scheduled a couple times, and I had to change it because our guard's down there. Absolutely 100% right. Hey, for the good of our country, we've got to secure that border. We've got to end sanctuary cities. We've got to have the rule of law. And as you say, not only is that vitally important for our own country and our own people, again, it sends the message that, you know, we stand strong on these things when it comes to whether it's enforcing the border or supporting our military or law and order or not having sanctuary cities, all these things, that sends a message to everybody else in the world that, hey, when we say it's got to be this way, it's going to be that way, and that's not happening. And so, absolutely, that's an incredibly important point.
Other questions are coming in. Others welcome at 701-237-1590 to text your questions in or call them 701-258-0550. We'll continue with our conversation with Senator John Hovind on the other side of the break. Texter says, you want to know what Vladimir Putin is after in Ukraine? Why does Ukraine matter? This is why Ukraine matters. Second largest country by area in Europe, population of over 40 million. And it ranks first in Europe in proven recoverable reserves of uranium ores. Titanium. The list goes on and on and on. More after this.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4545.
$34.99.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media, as 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even download the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I can see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge, folks. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcido, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith, Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, and great weekend shows with Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You'll never go back. Newsmax. Real news for real people.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friend Jim, the flagpole guy. Chatted with Jim last night until my phone died. How many times a day does that happen to you? So I'm usually on average 3 times.
Where it dies?
Yeah.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
No, I always keep it on the charge.
Plugged in?
Oh. Yep.
Anyway, Jim the flagpole guy, what an American patriot he is. And I tell you, at times like this, just having the ability to look out the back window or pull into the yard and see that flag flying and the presentation that comes from the work that he does. 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. And by the way, there's a lot of savvy people that can put up their own flagpole in North Dakota that know all about, you know, hey, I can dig the hole, I can get the cement in there, everything else. Get the parts from Jim. Have him send you a flagpole and a box and be ready to go for install whenever you're ready for it. The ground thaws. 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG, or ndflagpoleguy.com, Jim the Flagpole Guy. Back with Senator John Hoeven on the program today. We were talking just before the break about why Russia is after Ukraine, why Ukraine matters, and
This reminded me of the situation in Afghanistan, of the very, very disastrous departure that the Biden administration left, and China licking its chops at all the energy reserves in Afghanistan. But as I look at this list, you know, whether it's uranium, titanium ore, whether it is iron ore reserves, mercury, shale gas, you know, fourth in the world in total value of natural resources, first in arable land area, black soil. I mean, it is third largest producer, fourth largest exporter of corn, second in barley, sunflower and sunflower oil, number one, third place in the world by the area of black soil, one-fourth of the world's volume. This very important ag and energy country. Is that really what this is all about, Senator Hovind? Is that why Putin is after it?
Yeah, you know, I think that's part of it. Again, I think it goes to that the geopolitical aspects we've been talking about, you know, with Russia wanting to control this big country on its border. But absolutely, the natural resources are certainly part of it, too. And, you know, you mentioned all the mineral resources, which are incredibly important right now, incredibly important. Something we have to be very mindful of, because we can't be getting some of those critical minerals from China and these other places. And so we really have to focus on, you know, getting them here at home and from Canada. So, yeah, same kind of thing there. Not only all of those various critical minerals and resources that you're talking about, but remember, Ukraine's always been the breadbasket, if you will, of Europe in terms of wheat production, all those kind of things. So in many respects, this is a country much like North Dakota, you know, a lot of the same kind of resources. You know, that's certainly a big part of what's going on here as well.
Texter wanted us to ask you about the North Dakota farmer, Kurt Groshans, that is in prison, detained, whatever the correct terminology is, in the middle of a fight of, I guess, Ukrainian politics. Any word about his whereabouts and or current status in the middle of this?
Yeah, you know, it's something we've been in touch with on, you know, just almost a daily basis, including talking to the family, talking to the Ukrainian authorities, talking to our State Department, working to do everything we can. As you know, Kevin had a chance to get over there and meet with him. But what we're trying to do is, of course, first it was to make sure that because he was in their judicial system, that he was getting fair treatment as far as adjudication of his case. We made sure the embassy was there anytime there was any kind of hearing or anything like that, which really matters when you're talking about the Ukrainian courts. But now that's shifted. Now we're shifted to really focusing on his safety and doing everything that we can to make sure that he is kept safe. And so I have to be careful in terms of how much I go into with the discussions as far as both our State Department and Ukraine, but we're really pressing now on a humanitarian basis to make sure that they're taking steps so that he is safe, and we continue to work on that and stay in touch with the family on it.
Here's a question from Mike in the tractor in Center North Dakota. This is going to be good. Can someone please explain what economic sanctions are going to do to Russia? I see nothing coming of that. Russia is self-sufficient with manufacturing of products, ag products, energy. What else do they need? They don't care about sanctions. Who does Russia border and have similar beliefs with? China. This is a scary situation that all we can do is watch it unfold. Agree with that, Senator Hovind? And what do you do?
Well, we have to impose sanctions, and if we impose them again, really on a global basis, so it can't be just the United States. Although obviously we're the lead and the biggest player by far in that effort. But you think about it. If you get the European countries with us, if you get Japan, Australia, our other allies around the world that essentially cut off Russia's ability to conduct financial transactions of any kind or trade of any kind or sell oil or gas to them of any kind, that does really cripple their economy over time. Now, yeah, they can do a certain amount with China, but we can do a lot to isolate them, and that will adversely impact Putin's economy. That will definitely have an effect. And at the same time, then NATO has to show a strong front, united front, so that he doesn't make any incursions into any of the NATO country. And, you know, to the extent we can, we need to continue to provide support and help to Ukraine, because you will see, in essence, an insurgency there. They're going to fight back. And just like Afghanistan, bled Russia when they were there. You can't assume that Russia's not going to have problems trying to occupy Ukrainian people that don't want it. So it's a combination of those things, but it's got to be united, unified, and it's got to be all the things we can bring to bear.
A full-scale war against Ukraine playing out by Russia. Senator Hovind, thanks for your reaction. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Colder weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now. 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're at Kind of Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.